Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Christmas night showdown with San Francisco.
I mean, the word around the league is he's a system quarterback, and I just think that's not true. Just from what I've seen, he's making every throw that you can make as a quarterback. It's on time, on target, makes good decisions. He's mobile, and he's got a great cast around him at the same time. But, I mean, yeah, he's really good, and props to him for his pretty cool story, what he's done now, and he's in the MVP race. So it's going to be a good challenge, but I'm excited to do it. I think yes and no. I think internally we don't feel that way. Externally, I don't know what it is, but whether it's the lack of primetime games we've got or whatever, but I think the 11-3s are not created equal right now in terms of the 49ers versus us, and we feel a little disrespected by that. I feel like we are the best team in the league, and we've got an opportunity in front of the country to show it.
At the same time, is there a feeling, you look at the playmakers they have, is there a feeling that they could make you look bad if you're not on point with everything you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's that feeling every game, though. I mean, there's playmakers all around the league on every team, and it doesn't matter who you play with, it's 49ers or whoever else. If you're not executing the right way, then you're going to look bad, especially at the DB position. In terms of communication and being in the right place, the right time, and being over the top, that's why I think it just really comes down to us, and us executing, being in our place and what we're supposed to be, and at the end of the day, that's all it comes down to.
Kyle, when you look at the guys that they do have on offense, specifically guys like McCaffrey, Kittle, and Debo Samuel, do you feel like this type of matchup against this team is where your total skill set can kind of be put on full display?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of take that mindset in every game, just trying to exert my best in what we're doing, whether game plan is shifting from one side to another. But at the same time, I feel like it's an opportunity for everybody on defense to really showcase what we're about against a great offense. You know, props to those guys over there. There's playmakers all over the field, solid front line, and I think we're just the guys to go handle it. But at the same time, we got to be locked in, good week of preparation, going out there, travel time, all that taken into consideration. But it's really all just distractions at the end of the day, and I think we're going to go out there and do what we do.
Is your knee feeling good?
Yeah.
No problems at all.
All good.
Do you like that you're asked to do so many different things in the course of the game? Like, does it make it more engaging and entertaining in a way that you might be a completely different player on one series than another?
Yeah, it's a little tiring at times, but and mentally and physically. But I think it's I said this earlier. It's just I appreciate the coaches for putting that trust in my hands and allowing me to do separate things and coaching me to the level where I can do them both well, and I feel like it just goes to attribute to our staff how good they've been the whole season and how top to bottom, offense, defense, and defensively, D-line, the backers, DBs, everybody's just on one accord, and it's been kind of like perfect harmony.
A lot of people are talking about this could possibly be a Super Bowl preview. There's a lot of hype around this game. As players playing in this game, do you feel is there a different vibe about, different feeling about this game so far?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can't ignore it, but it's two great teams going at it on Monday night, and you know, we're on Christmas Day, it's kind of the biggest it gets, but we got to be where our feet are, and that's Wednesday meetings right now, and can't look forward to the game right now because we want to prepare ourselves the correct way. But I think we all know what's up, but I think at the same time, we just gotta go out and play a game.
You guys have faced a lot of good running backs this year. Is Christian McCaffrey a different level of challenge, and what do you see from him that really stands out for you?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best in our league, and for good reason. He's very versed at a lot of different things that you can do. He's good in pass pro. He's good catching the ball, obviously. He's good running the ball as well, obviously. But, yeah, he presents a lot of challenges, and he's been doing it for a long time, so respect to him. But I feel like on our side, we got a good plan. Try to slow him down, and I think if we execute, we'll be good.
With the way that you played this year, your profile has certainly been raised, whether it's Pro Bowl voting or Chris Collins, who spent a good amount of time on Blackout talking about the season that you're having. What do those things mean to you, and how significant is it to get that type of recognition along the way?
I'll say it's cool. Just cool. I think it's pretty cool, honestly, at the end of the day. You know, growing up, watching the NFL, you always see these guys who are doing well around the league, and I've always wanted to be that. And to this point now, I feel like I've done pretty well this year, but I feel like there's still a lot I can improve on, and a lot that I want to get better at, and I don't feel like I personally have had, let's say, a satisfactory year. I've had a good year, but I feel like I hold myself to a high standard, and I have a lot more getting better to do. That's why it's just cool.
Roquan called you a bleeping warrior after after the game on Sunday. Is that a meaningful thing to hear from a guy who's as ferocious a player as he is, I guess?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, he's always giving me a hard time around the building. So to hear a pat on the back feels good. But at the same time, I know for that one comment, one good comment, I'm going to have 100 bad ones. So I take it in stride, and it is what it is. But I appreciate him for it.
What does he give you a hard time about?
Literally everything. I could breathe the wrong way, and he'll make fun of me. Yeah, I think at Notre Dame I played it a little bit, not a ton, mostly just on third downs. So I was probably playing nickel. If we played 60 snaps, I'd play it probably 8 times a game. But now, I mean, the way our roster was set up last year, you know, we had Chuck, obviously, who was a great player at the safety position. We had Marcus as well. And I feel like the nickel spot was kind of there, and we had injuries going down. We had Kyle Fuller go down, and Pepe got hurt, and I feel like they were kind of just looking for a spot for me to fill in that I believe I could do, and tried it out, and we're here now. So, I mean, it worked out pretty well.
Kyle, early in the season, you guys took pride on playing the Browns, who were then ranked the number one defense, and there was expressions that you felt disrespected them. Last week, you guys bullied the Bullies and had, you know, talked about wanting to go against Jacksonville and be more physical. This week, you're the underdogs as a team. Said that the 11-3s aren't built the same. Do you feel you're not getting the respect that you guys have earned and deserved through all the work this season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we take it with a grain of salt. You know, there's got to be a narrative made, and if we're on the wrong side of it, so be it. But I think we don't really care about that, honestly. I know I don't, and I know a lot of guys on the other team. Speaking for everybody else, I assume that we're all in the same mindset in the sense that we only have control of what we do, what we say, and we talk with our pets. So, like I said, we still got to go out and play a football game, no matter how much we want to talk about it, no matter how much we want to say we're underdogs or this and that, or overhype, whatever, we still got to go play a game. So that's what it comes down to.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.